God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
How does the devil get in? Now, we find that many of us that are Pentecostal, we tend to look for ways that are not legitimate. Some of us will say, Satan is in my life because of generational sins and generational curses. And I will say to you, that could be. I will not minimize generational curses. I will not minimize generational sins. That could be. But more than likely, he has entered into your life through your thought process. We, as a people, have a serious problem with our thought lives. As a result of our thought lives being improper, the enemy comes in and lays eggs. He does not fertilize them. He lays them. And then he uses your surroundings to fertilize them. For example, let's say you suffer from low, what we'll call clinically low self-esteem. That means that you don't think that you're capable of doing great things, primarily because of your socialization, how you came up in life, how your parents and other family members interacted with you, and they beat you down so significantly that you don't feel that you're competent to perform anything. The enemy plants an egg, and that egg says you're worthless. He doesn't fertilize it, but he uses your imagination to fertilize that egg. That means anytime someone looks at you cross-eyed, you think that they're talking about you. People who usually suffer from that particular spiritual dilemma will use phrases such as, I know what I'm talking about, and you can't tell me I'm wrong. Because they're so convinced. This is why Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says that we must cast down imaginations or reasonings. You don't know what that person is thinking. Simply because they look at you improperly, you don't know what they're thinking. If we allow our imaginations to run away with us, they will become fertile ground for the enemy to defeat us. The reality is no one's talking or thinking about you as much as you think they are. You're just not that important. You see two people whispering and they happen to look up at you. That's just a reaction. And so we immediately begin to approach it. I know they're talking about me. How do you know? Did you hear it? This is why Jesus says, if you think your brother or your sister has something against you, go to them immediately and correct. Don't allow the devil to feed your imagination. Well, they're talking about me. They're putting me down. They're lying on me. You can imagine something and it'll become your truth, but it doesn't make it the truth. Now we have to start preparing for victory. I've spent 2 weeks now plus two Wednesdays talking about the warfare. Wednesdays we're dealing with demons and we're going back there this Wednesday, so you best pray. But today, the Spirit of God says, now it's time to start preparing victorious people. Now watch, the same tool that the devil uses to defeat you, God uses to give you victory. As a person thinks in their heart. Now you can quote it, but do you believe it? For 400 years, we as a people were taught that we were worthless, good for nothing but manual labor. And our ancestors lived under that particular verbal curse for years after that. And they passed it on unconsciously to their posterity, to their children. And so our children get to high school. And the moment they enter high school, they're thinking, the majority of them are thinking singularly about getting a job. Other cultures think about buying businesses. Why do we continue to have the servitude mindset? Because it's part of our reasoning apparatus. Only in Pentecostal Christianity can someone study on their own and rise to heights of ministerial greatness. We are the only organization that will qualify ignorance with a title. And when someone is approached to legitimize their office, I don't need that. Titles don't mean anything. Degrees don't mean anything. I beg to differ with you. The difference between a bachelor's degree and a high school diploma is about $45,000 a year. And the devil keeps telling God's people, you don't need that, you don't need that. Why is it that we have been prone to thinking that substandard preparation is deserving of great positions in the kingdom? Now, I know some of you are, you know, sitting there and you're challenging this in your mind, and that's okay, as long as it's in your mind. But just give me a chance to finish before you draw the conclusion. See, now, he just think people with degrees are better. I didn't say that. The degree doesn't make you better, but it teaches you levels of discipline that you would not have had. You will find that individuals who jump off the deep end doctrinally and theologically, you will find that these people are usually the self-taught because they have no one to validate their theory. They do a lot of reading. They draw conclusions on the author's intent without anyone to challenge it. They go from doctrine to dogma. Doctrine, the Bible says in Timothy's letter, Paul says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and it's profitable to create doctrine, but it is not profitable for dogma. Dogma is my own thought about it that capsulizes my particular thinking to the point where no one can challenge it. So a dogmatic person becomes pharisaical. Dogmatic people use this phrase, you can't move me, I don't care what you say. But doctrine says, challenge me. Challenge me, come on, let's sit down, let's reason this thing out. You don't think Jesus is Christ? I'm not dogmatic about the Christological aspect of Jesus because doctrine proves it. From Old Testament to New Testament, Jesus's deity is proven. So doctrine says, challenge me. Come on, let's sit down. I'm not going to tell you you're going to hell if you don't agree what I believe. I'm not going to tell you that because you may not believe what I believe today, but God may touch your heart before you die. And it is arrogant of me to say you're going to hell if you don't believe what I say today. No, God may touch you tomorrow. But where is this battle fought? The reason why the enemy has us misappropriate scriptures. Don't raise your hand, but how many of us bind the devil? Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. Why? You can't bind him. God let him go free. Why did God let him go free and then give you the power to bind him? How can you bind a spirit being? Now listen to me very carefully. Please listen to me very carefully. The devil is your enemy, but he is not your enemy. But he is your enemy, but he's not your enemy. Watch. Jesus said, the prince of this world comes, but he doesn't have anything in me. Satan was Jesus's enemy, but he wasn't his enemy. The flesh is your enemy. Satan cannot make you do anything that your flesh doesn't submit to. If I take away the gas, the car can't run. So, 1 John chapter 2, stop binding the devil and realize what you need to bind. Watch this. I bind you, you lying spirit. Okay. Let's bind all the lying spirits in the world. Come on, saints, let's just bind them all right now. Boom, they're all bound. But the Bible said all men are liars. So it don't matter if you bind the lying spirits, because we're all liars. All men and women and children are liars. You can't help it. We lie for no reason. Did you see that movie last night? No, you didn't see it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw. I'll tell you. And then you begin to just mention snippets. Why? Because I don't want to be proven to be ignorant. So you can bind the lying spirit all you want. But James says the tongue is an unruly member, and it is set on fire by fires of hell. If there was a demon involved, James would have said, just bind the demon and cast it out. No, James says the tongue is an unruly member. He gives it a certain personification that says it has a mind of its own. It's unruly. That means you can't tame it. You backbite when you don't want to backbite. You really don't want to talk about me, but it just comes out over the meal. I know your heart, you really don't want to say bad things about me. I know you love me. What's wrong with you? I know you do. But what makes you do that? The unruly tongue. It just says, and sometimes you'll say, wish I hadn't said that. But where's the demon? When you understand how God made you, the tools that he gave you for his kingdom to help you speak those things that are spiritually correct into reality, to help you imagine what God's kingdom is truly saying to you, to give you the ability to say what God says and bring the power of God into your everyday life by thought and speech, it will make sense to you why the devil fights those two areas more than anything else. Because he knows you can set your victory or claim your defeat by how you think and what you say. So it's apparent here that the lust demon that we've conjured up, I bind you, you lust demon, is really not what we think it is. It is the inability of our flesh to resist what the devil uses as fertilizer. Watch. What is the devil? A liar. Only one person knew it. What is the devil? All right. That's what he is, correct? That's all the Bible says that he is. Doesn't call him a king. Doesn't call him someone that defeats you. The Bible says he is a liar.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandTheCulture.com. You can buy your book online or join Bishop Lambert for a special book signing on Wednesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church, located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road in Lindenwall, New Jersey. God is calling Christians to a higher level of spiritual awareness. The Christian and the Culture is a valuable resource for overcoming the tricks of the enemy. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.